and all that. But it does mean this. Hey, listen, you can overcome that. Why? Because, boy, I'm talking about Jesus Christ saying, in this world, you're going to have trials and tribulation, but you can be a good cheer. Why? Because I've overcome the world. And if I've overcome the world, then you shall overcome the world too. Why? Because the work that I came to do is completed. But I come to set you free from everything that keeps you in bondage, man, to brokenness, to heartache, to pain, to suffering, to grief, to racism, to all these things that we are in bondage to that keep us divided and separated and from God and from one another and walking and living in the love of God. Listen, we need to know something. That all the laws, man, that law of sin and death, man, that causes all these things that we are operating in, that law has been broken. What? Didn't we just read it in Romans chapter 8? For the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, what law? The ritual laws. God sent forth his son. That was 2,000 years ago. Listen, we've been free 2,000 years ago. A couple of weeks ago, we got to celebrating, man, you know, a couple of holidays, you know, in June and in July. In June 19, we call that the liberation, man, of the black people from the bondage of the slavery, man, of white people. In July, man, it was the liberation, man, of the 13 colonies, man, from under the influence and governing influence of England and Great Britain, a kingdom that we was a colony of. Where we declared independence. And boy, that independence, man, they listen, boy, that set us free from the rule and reign of England and Great Britain over the 13 colonies. Hey, listen, all the way back to Moses' day, man, when the children of Israel, man, was in bondage, man, to pharaohs in Egypt, which is a type and shadow of the devil and this world system. Boy, God sent Moses, man, and set them free. What, from that slavery? Listen, 2,000 years ago, boy, God did the same thing, man. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, man, over 2,000 years ago and set you and I and mankind free from all the bondages, man, that keep us from walking in the reality of who we really are in Christ Jesus. Called a perfect law of liberty in James chapter 1, verse 25. What it is, it's a perfect law of liberty. What that is, that's the law, man, of the original law. Hallelujah. The original law of God that it set us free from the law of sin and death. Glory be to God. But what's the problem, Martin? God said my people are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. They're functioning in religion and religious rituals and ceremonies and trying to, man, do their best to earn their salvation through their works. Listen, that don't mean that you don't do those works. Only thing that's saying is that is not how you gain salvation, not through those works, but through the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. What's the law of life that's in Christ Jesus? God's original word, that which was from the beginning, what God first said, not what God said through the servants, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Jonah and all the Old Testament prophets and Moses and all them. Thank God for that. But that was a schoolmaster until, boy, we could get back to, boy, the original word. Hallelujah. The Bible, David wrote it this way in Psalm chapter 119, verse 110. He said, Lord, I gain understanding through your precepts. What's your precept? Your original thought. Your original idea. What was in your mind even before you even manifested, even before you spoke it? Ephesians chapter 1 says this here, blessed be the God and Lord of our Father Jesus Christ who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. In fact, I'm going to turn there and read that to you because I want you to see something here. That's Ephesians chapter 1. I'm talking about that which was not in the beginning, but that which was, man, from the beginning. This one was in the mind of God, man, from the foundation of the world, before that was an it or a there, a when or a where. Listen to what Paul said, man. Paul, Ephesians chapter 1, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints That's you and I. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus, that's you and I. And this is what his beginning statement was. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, that's an old English word, H-A-T-H, I mean, he's already done it. Maybe he's trying to do it. He's already done that. He has what? Blessed us already. You're trying to get blessed, man. I'm talking about you already blessed. You're as blessed as you ever going to be. Who has blessed us with what? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's why, man, Apostle Edison told, said, man, in his Bible study, Edison, that don't mean that you ain't going to tell me this morning. That don't mean we ain't going to face problems. But because we are already blessed, and that means that we can overcome all our problems. In this world, we're going to have tribulation. We're going to have the opportunity to be heartbroken and sick and diseased and poverty and lack and hatred and racism and all these things that we face in life that steals our joy and our peace and everything else. Man, I'm talking about we already blessed. And because we're blessed, then we can overcome all the things that we're going to face in this life. What he does, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Watch what verse 4 says. According as he had, who he has chosen us in him. Where he chose us? In him. When? Before the foundations of the world. Watch what he chose. That we should be holy and without blame. Perfect before him. Covered in his love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I told you, this is what God is doing. In whom we have redemption. What? The forgiveness of all our sins, man, according to the riches of his grace, boy. I'm talking about redeeming us, man, from the curse of the law. Purchased us back from the curse of the law. And having made known unto us this mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. I told you that's what God is doing. And in the dispensation of the fullness of time, in the period of time we live in, Hebrews chapter 1 say, God in different times and in different ways and in different ages spoke to man in different ways. But in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together all things in Christ Jesus, both are in heaven and which are on earth, in whom we all have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things according to the counsel of his will. I tell you, this is what God is doing, that we should be to the praise of his glory, the first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted after that you heard of the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation that is in Christ Jesus, in whom after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, until the praise of his glory. Glory to God. But you know what that's saying? God chose you, man, before the foundation of the world. What he chose? That you should be holy and without blame. Then he spoke it in Genesis chapter 1. And then when he spoke it, well, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost took boy them word that he spoke, which is Jesus, the word, and manifested it on the earth. Hallelujah. What God is doing. And God set up, boy, his governing influence on this territory called earth through you and I. Put us on it, man, planted a garden in Eden. And Bible says, and there he placed a man and gave us a mandate, gave us an assignment. First he said, and God blessed him. And then gave us a mandate. That's how I said he's already blessed us. He didn't say, God, don't bless us. He said, boy, and God blessed them. That's in Genesis chapter 1, 26 through 31. And God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. But to take the seed of God's word and plant it into your life so that, man, I'm talking about it might produce in your life exactly what it says. How you do that, Arthur? You don't do that by having church around, singing around, praising and worshiping around. And that's all included in it. But you have that, man, by doing it and applying it. Taking the seed, man, and applying it to the word of God and putting it into operation in our lives. Let me say it in another way according to what the Bible says. Not being just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Because that's the man that's going to be blessed in all his deeds. That's a man who's going to reap a harvest. The one that not just preach the word and teach the word and quote the word, but the one who apply the word to our everyday lives, the application of God's word. That's how you make your way prosperous and have good success. Well, listen, Moses got it. Like I told you, Moses delivered them out of Egypt. Just like Jesus Christ has delivered us, man, from under the bigly heaven of this world and from the law of sin and death. But then he told Joshua, say, listen, man, Moses finished his work. And just as I was with Moses and completed the work through Moses, then so am I going to be with you and complete the work through you. Same thing he's saying to us. Just like I was in Jesus Christ and completed the work through Jesus Christ, and so I am with you, and I'm going to finish the completed work through you by the power of my Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What are you doing, man? Well, he's redeeming our lives from destruction and restoring back to us everything, man, that we lost, man, as a result of the law of sin and death. What's the law of sin and death? Hey, listen, man, don't eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because if you eat off of that tree, you're going to surely die. What's the perfect law of liberty? You can eat off any of the trees in the garden. You can eat off any one of them. That's a law in the kingdom, the perfect law of liberty. You can eat off any kingdom. You can eat off any tree in the garden. You can, listen, you can choose, man, to walk in relationship with me and grow in a relationship with me, or you can choose to rebel against me. That's law. That's liberty. That's the perfect law of liberty. He said, I said before you, life and death, blessing and curse. You choose. That's liberty. And that's a perfect law. You choose. And listen, you hear that we come on this on our broadcast, we got our little introduction, we say, do you know that you are a sum total of the choices and decisions that you make every day? However, in order for us to make the right choice and the right decision, depends on the quality of knowledge that we have. That's what our desire really is, that, man, we be filled with the knowledge of God's will for our life, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can know what is the hope of our calling and the exceeding greatness, man, of the power that's available to us, man, in the person of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The eye of our understanding being lightened, like the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. So it was so that we can know what is the hope of our calling, of his calling that he called us to, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance that he has for us, so that we might experience that inheritance, and what is the exceeding greatness of the power that's available to us who believe. What power, man? According to the same mighty working power that God wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all the bigly elements of this world, far above the devil, all his demon co-hosts, all the principalities and powers and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that world which is to come. He has put all things under his feet. And listen, we the body of Christ. So he has put everything under our feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filled it all in all. What you saying, Lord? I'm saying, boy, God is doing a great work, boy. And he needs you and I. And he needs you and I to begin to function, man, to come to the knowledge of and begin to function according to the laws of his kingdom. Listen, we mentioned, let me just say this while I'm right here. If you pull a plant up out of the ground, if you got an aloe vera plant or rose or any little plant, if you pull it up out of the ground, what happens? It begins to die. It begins to wither away and fade away and go back to the dust or the dirt of the ground that it came from. Why does that happen? Because you violated a law. What's the law? Whatever something comes from, they got to stay attached to it in order to maintain life. Where the plant come from? It comes from the earth. So the law of plant life is it got to stay hooked up to the earth. As long as it stays hooked up in the soil, it continues to grow. But once it gets separated from its source, then it begins to die. Why? Because it violated the law fire, man. Stay hooked up to the soil. As long as you stay hooked up to the soil, you can grow up into a big tree. But if you get separated from the soil, then, man, you're going to surely die. That's a law. And listen, the only way to fix that law, once it's broken, you got to get back under the original law. What was the original law? Hey, man, don't eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can, but don't eat off of that one, because if you do, you're going to die. But you can eat off the tree of life. You can eat off all the other trees. You can eat off the tree of peace. You can eat off the tree of healing. You can eat off the tree of prosperity. I'm talking about spiritual prosperity. And listen, and in spiritual prosperity, all the other prosperity you have added on to that. Remember what we read? At first, it says, seek ye first what God is doing, the kingdom of God, and his way of putting us back in right standings with him, and all these things that the Gentiles seek after, they'll be added unto us. What do the Gentiles seek after and the pagans seek after? What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to wear? Where are we going to live? All these things that we be praying for. The Bible says, boy, the pagans seek after those things. You don't even have to take no thought of that. How you going to make it? What you going to wear? How you going to live? How I'm going to get my bills paid? Well, all that. You don't have to worry about all that, boy, if you men apply a law. Well, what's the law? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that we're seeking after, that will be automatically added unto us. Why? Because our Father in heaven know that we have need of all these things. But if we seek first, boy, what he's doing and get up under his governing influence and his rules and his laws, man, his original laws, then all these things will be added unto us. In the same way, man, if you listen, if you break the law, then all you got to do is get back under the law. He told a woman, man, who was caught in adultery, man, I'm not guilty of sin. He showed her, boy, unconditional love. And then he told her, now get under the law. He said, where are your accusers? The woman said, no man, Lord. He said, neither do I. Now go and sin no more. In other words, boy, he put her back under the original law. That's a law in the kingdom called a law of love that covers a multitude of sins. If you get back under that law, then all of them, that law of sin and death, boy, I'm talking about, boy, it can be broken. The same way, man, if you pull a plant up out the ground like I was saying earlier, then that plant begins to die. But you know what, boy? If you get back up under the original law, well, it's designed to live in soil. So if you repot it and put it back in the soil, guess what will happen, man? It'll spring up and put a little water on it and a little fertilizer and a little sunlight on it. And, man, it'll revive, man, and come back to life again. That's what Jesus Christ meant when he said, boy, the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. I don't care what your sin might be that caused, man, death in your life, in whatever area of your life, death from your peace, death from your joy, the death of your inheritance, the death of your purpose, your identity, your reason for existence, the death, man, of your, all the things that bring death unto us. I'm talking about, boy, the way to overcome that, man, is to get back under the law. And like I said, if you put the plant back into the soil, hallelujah, then it'll repot itself, it'll re-catch itself, man. Why? Can you put it back up under the original law? What's the original law? They got to stay hooked up to the soul. It's the same way with you and I. We were all men in Christ Jesus. You know what we read in Ephesians? We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. What the law of sin and death did, it separated us from him. It separated us from his Holy Spirit. It separated us from his original word. So how do we fix that, man? You get, man, you repot yourself. You get back on the man, the original. Get back into the presence of the law. Get back into, boy, get re-hooked up back to the Holy Spirit. Get back under the word of God. And guess what happened, man? You'll then begin to thrive again in life. Why? Because the original law has set you free from all the other laws. Like I say, the plant, man, started to die because it violated the law. He got separated from his source. You and I begin to die, man, because we violated the law. We got separated from God and from the Holy Spirit. And all of, and listen, the only thing to fix that, man, you got to get hooked back up to God and hooked back up to the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus Christ's death and burial and resurrection and all is coming from, and all his teaching that he did was a means to that end. What? to repot you back into the presence of God, to cleanse you up from all your unrighteousness, to pray for Calvary and the cleansing of all your sin. Don't just stop there. There's a purpose for that. And where our purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So much abuse, man, at the cross. The purpose of the cross, man, is to redeem your life from destruction so that you can be repotted, reconnected, hooked back up to God. And, man, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit can once again come live on the inside of you. Listen, the Holy Spirit don't live in no unclean vessel. The Holy Spirit don't live in no dead vessel. Jesus Christ come and cleansed us and gave us life, man, so that we can get back in God, so that we can get back in the presence of the Lord, so that we can be endowed and filled with the Holy Spirit, man, once again. That spirit that we lost, boy, in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and them, man, got put out of the Garden of Eden, that's put out of the presence of the Lord. Can't go behind the veil. Can't go into the presence of the Lord no more. Why? Because your sin has separated us from our God. Our sin has plucked it up out of the soil, plucked it up out of the ground. Just like a plant, you pluck it out of it, and it begin to die. But boy, I'm talking about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, man, was a means to an end. Let's not forfeit the end. Let's not just be preoccupied with the means and preach and teach and fellowship around the means and still don't know what it was a means to. What? So that, man, we can be set free from the law of sin and death so that we could serve the true and living God, not in a religious way, but in the beauty of holiness, glory to God, thereby bringing glory to God. How? By manifesting his word in the earth. And boy, like the apostle said last week, boy, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that spirit that separated us from God, that caused us to be in bondage and the slavery of Satan, man, I'm talking about that spirit, boy, of liberty, has set us free from that. That's the Holy Ghost. Come set us free, man, from the slavery of the devil and all that that bring upon our lives. Set us free. And listen, who the Son sets free is free indeed. How are we going to walk in the reality of that freedom? By the power of the Holy Ghost. That's how important he is in the earth today. That's how important he is, man, in everything that we do in the earth today. That's how important, boy, the love of God is. That's how important the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is. That's how important, man, the role of the Holy Spirit in our life is today. Listen, without the love of God, man, we'd be dead in trespasses and sin. God so loved the world that he sent his Son. Boy, without the Son, boy, the grace of God, man, we'd be on our way to a devil's hell. And without the Holy Spirit, you won't have no connection to God. You won't be repotted. You won't be hooked back up to God. And you won't have no knowledge and understanding. Oh, you have some knowledge and understanding, but it'll be sense knowledge. You won't have no spiritual knowledge. You see, remember what he said? That we be filled with the Spirit of God until we with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Listen, they was asking, man, our mayor here sent out some things, man, in our community as we begin to close here. And say, what would you like to see? They redoing. Thank God for that, you know, for what they're doing and what the town and the bucket is doing here and the leadership that is done. They're doing great and mighty things, you know. And they sent out, man, you know, some information and asked, man, what would you like to see going on in the old high school that used to have here in Bunker that has been closed down for years, you know. And now the town of Bunker has assumed it, man, and want to re-establish it, man, as a community center for the community. And they actually sent out a survey on what would you like to see take place in the facility. You know, and I feel like a survey, and I said the most important thing, you know, because we tried that at one time, but sometimes you can get ahead of God and get out of place. But, boy, the most important thing of all, and all of them said, you know, sports, recreation, you know, literary program, high school, tutoring, a whole lot of things, you know, that you could do in the community. But, boy, I say, you know, I said this, and what's most important is I would love to see in there is what, man, our desire was when we was going out. And that was, boy, so that that would be in spiritual enlightenment and spiritual enrichment programs going on in there. Because what good it is to have a healthy body? And what good it is to have a 4.0 grade average? What good it is to be a millionaire? What good it is to gain the whole world and then die and go to hell? What good it is to have a good community and everything else and to have good governance system and everything else and then die and go to hell. So what we need most important, man, is to be, man, spiritually enlightened. spiritually enriched. We need the gospel of the kingdom, man. The good news, man, about the governing influence of God and what God is doing in the earth today, man, to accomplish, man, you know, what God's desire is. That's what our desire was for, you know, along with all the other programs, you know. And that's why I want the whole community to get involved in that, so they could produce all the other programs in there, man, you know. But boy, our Kingdom Life Fellowship, man, desire was, man, just, man, to get involved in the spiritual enrichment and spiritual enlightenment program. That's all we know. I don't know nothing about after-school tutoring. I don't know a whole lot about coaching and sports and recreation and all that. I don't know nothing about, man, family planning. I don't know a whole lot about, man, you know, all of the programs, man, that they want to put on in there. And all those programs are good and everything else. But what I do know is what we need more than anything, all those programs, we need to be repotted and reconnected and re-hooked up, man, back up to God, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's the purpose of this radio broadcast, man. That's the purpose why God put us on here. Why? Because, man, not only the world, but even the church need to know, man, about the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hey, listen. Hallelujah. But my time is up. I don't want to get involved in that because it's going to take a whole another hour just to explain this. But my point in the matter is this as I close. The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, that's in Genesis, man, you know, chapter 1, and God said, that's the spirit of life, what God said. And what God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have kingship, dominion, power, control, influence over the earth. And the Bible said, and God blessed them. He empowered them. He put on the inside of them the potential to accomplish that. And then God gave them their mandate. Be fruitful and multiply, replenish and subdue the earth. Well, boy, what the purpose of this broadcast, boy, to get you back under death. Well, that law right there, hallelujah, that's the original law. That's the law of life. That's the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. That's in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say. What he's saying, I ain't listen. He said, listen, I ain't come to do away with the law and the prophets. I come to fulfill it. And then to get you back on course to what God originally planned and purpose and destiny was for your life. And that's this. It'll be in your life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. So I thank God, man, for what he's doing in your earth today. And boy, it's like a little bitty leaven. It seems like a little bitty mustard seed, small of all. But boy, let me tell you something. That little leaven led up the whole lump. The little mustard seed, man, goes up and be the biggest tree of them all. All the birds, all the people going to flock down you. Hallelujah. Because that's what every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl need more than anything else in this world. And that's to be reconnected to God. I close with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In fact, I'm going to turn there and read that to you as we close. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Listen at this. For we commend ourselves not unto you, but we as an occasion to glory on our own behalf, that we might have somewhat to answer them which a glory appear. Let me skip down. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one man died for all, then we're all dead. And he that died for all, that which lived should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, that rose again. Only use not limitation. That's the Bible says, use not your liberty as an occasion to the flesh, but to live man for God. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh no more. Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet henceforth know we him no more after the flesh. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, be connected to Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are from you, and all the new things are of God, who has reconciled us. What he did, made us one again, reconciled, hooked us back up to him again, repotted us back in him again by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. To say that God was in Christ Jesus, to go into all the world, that God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has given unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though it was God himself beseeching you by us and through us that you be reconciled back to God. for he has made him to be